everywhere you look in Seattle. Flashes of green, orange, and yellow. It's bike share riders whizzing past. And you may have noticed that many of these cyclists are not wearing helmets. It's enough to worry any parent, including KUOW reporter Anna Boyko-Wyrock's mom, Patricia Boyko. She had this question for us.
I want to know, with the new bike share, if there are more head injuries, since the people who ride the bikes a lot of times are not wearing helmets, and helmets are not provided.
For the answer to that question, I spoke with Dr. Frederick Rivara, professor of pediatrics at the University of Washington. In fact, he's been studying this very issue.
We recently have looked at about 80 injuries that have come in to be treated at Harborview or UW Medical Center. What we found out of those 80, three were bike share related injuries.
Just three?
Three out of the 80.
And why do you think that is?
Well, I don't want to leave your listeners with the idea that they shouldn't wear helmets. Helmets prevent about 85% of head injuries. But I think with the bike shares, it's a combination of a lot of factors probably. First of all, I think they're a bit clunky, and so that they're slower than the typical 18-speed bikes that most of us would have at home, and therefore they go a lot slower. And I think that probably the people who are riding them are not the people that want to go fast, and therefore they're going pretty slow on these clunky bikes. They are getting hurt, but I think that they're getting hurt at not a higher rate than people who are not using those bikes.
Is that reassuring to you in some way?
Well, there aren't that many people that are being injured on bikes to begin with. So it is reassuring on the one hand that there's not an increased number of head injuries, but we still are at the early stages, I think, in this bike share issue. I think we're going to see more and more people using bike shares. And as that use increases, I expect that unless we have helmet use in those groups of people using bike shares, we're going to see an increase in head injuries.
Another KUOW listener wrote to us and said, bike share users not wearing helmets is a public health problem. Do you agree?
It is. It is. You know, we have been working at the Harborview Injury Prevention Research Center for about 25 to 30 years on getting people to be safer. And one of the first projects that we ever tackled was getting people to wear bicycle helmets. We did the research to show that they're very effective. And we did a public education campaign to get people, particularly kids and their parents, to wear helmets. And that was successful. And unfortunately, I feel with the bike share program, we're going backwards, taking a step backwards. Head injuries are a big public health problem. They're a huge public health problem. And one of the things that we have to realize, that your listeners should realize, is that we at Harborview are a terrific trauma center, but we really can't. No physician really can reverse what happens with a brain injury. We can't heal the brain. We can't fix the brain. It has to heal itself. So the best way to treat a brain injury is to prevent it from happening in the first place.
So what do you think the solution is to get more people to wear helmets?
I think programs like this, where we try to educate people about the need to wear a helmet, whether or not you're riding your own bike or a bike share bike, is really critically important. I don't think the city is going to require the bike share companies somehow provide helmets. I think there's lots of reasons why that's difficult with this non-docking station kinds of bikes that we have now in this city and many other cities now in the United States. But I think that people who feel like they're going to use them downtown or here in the university area, use them on a regular basis, really ought to have a helmet with them, and so that they can use it when they get on a bike to ride to a particular destination.
Electric bikes are becoming more popular in Seattle. In fact, e-bikes are an option for bike share users right now. What's your concern there?
So electric bikes may be a whole different situation. The issue with electric bikes are they may be able to go faster than the regular bike share bikes. And so that may put them in a category of a higher speed, typical racing bicycle that we all have. And I'm worried about those electric bikes then increasing the risk of head injuries happening.
And possibly electric scooters could be on the way as well.
And, you know, we've seen this now. I heard a story in NPR last week about electric scooters, electric bikes, all kinds of devices that people are using to get around cities and college campuses. But that really may, in fact, increase our risk of head injuries.
That's Dr. Frederick Rivara, professor of pediatrics at the University of Washington. That interview was inspired by a question from KUOW listener Patricia Boyko. If you have a question about the news, just ask us at KUOW.org.